It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening and welcome into Bearcat Basketball live from the Looney Center here in St. Joseph. I'm Matt Brown, filling in for John Coffey as it's a beautiful day for Bearcat sports as the football team won 49-13 at Washburn. As tonight, it's the men's basketball squad taking on the Wayne State Wildcats, who last season went 7-22, 4-18 in the Northern Sun Conference, as the Bearcats, who dropped a heartbreaking loss last night to Upper Iowa, 76-72. We'll catch up with Ben McCollum here in a few. But tonight, it's the Bearcats against the Wayne State Wildcats. So a game of the Great Cats, as the Bearcats lost last season's season opener, but then continue to rattle off six straight. So don't be alarmed if you are a Bearcat basketball fanatic tonight, as the Bearcats get ready to tip off against the Wayne State Wildcats in about 20 minutes. We are back here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 660-582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Ollinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. We're at 660-582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville, SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealthstfrancis.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
And we're back inside the Looney Complex here at Northwest Missouri Western State University, as Northwest Missouri State getting ready to take on the Wayne State Wildcats, as once again Northwest Missouri State dropped last night's ball game to Upper Iowa 76-72. Wayne State dropped their opener to Missouri Western 81-75. So both teams looking for their first victory in this young season. It's just the second game in this young season for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, as we will catch up here with head coach Ben McCollum soon. But just a recap of last night's ball game. It was a struggle, as the Bearcats only shot 39% from the floor. They really struggled from the free throw line, shooting just at 60 or under 60%, and that's not where you want to see, as that's where they were struggling the most, as this is a team who could look to be outmatched on the size front. On paper, though, Northwest Missouri State has the advantage over the Wildcats of Wayne State, but they're going to have to play their perimeter ball, hopefully get their three balls to fall, as well as capitalize from the free throw line, as last night they were just 22 of 38 from the free throw line, only 21% from the three-point line. A lot of that came from the hands of Chris Dow. Zach Schneider was just 1 for 3, who's looking to have a big game tonight for the Bearcats, as once again, they're technically on the road tonight against Wayne State. Last year went 7-22 with Brian Dolan just in his second season as a head coach for the Wayne State Wildcats. We're back in another mid-break here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fan wear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Baumley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Taco John's in Maryville and St. Joseph. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com. And from Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Now the pregame, head coach Ben McCollum. Last night, Ben, you dropped kind of a tough one, but, you know, how tough is it to go up against a team that's already played three games, and how hard is it to shake off the rust here in the first one?
Well, yeah, we just didn't play overly well last night. Obviously missed 16 free throws, missed quite a few layups, and then open threes that we usually make, or at least made last year. So, you know, now we've kind of got the bullseye off our back, and so hopefully our kids can relax a little bit and just go play their game.
A team that's going rebounding off kind of a slower season in Wayne State tonight. What's your game plan for a team that clearly on paper you outmatched, but still obviously, you know, beginning of season, either it could go either way.
Yeah, they're a good basketball team. I think that's very deceiving. Western, they had Western beat last night. I think Wayne State actually shot worse from the free throw line than we did. They're going to be a good team. They run their stuff well. Kids get after it, play hard, and so we're going to have our hands full.
A team in Wayne State that is size-wise on paper outmatches you guys. What's kind of your game plan? Is it outrun them, outshoot them down low? I mean, what's your go-ahead into tonight's game?
You know, it's going to be us. Move the ball and see what opens up. Nothing too spectacular. I thought last night we got to where we got a little bit predictable, and tonight we just need to move it a little bit better and get some good penetration in there.
Talk about the play of some of your main guys, like Connor Crooker out there. Obviously been going on for your starter. Talk about the play he has and what he means to this team.
Oh, he's great. You know, he's been out. He's only practiced for 3 days, so he's a little rusty himself. But, you know, usually he's excellent, spaces the floor, great ball mover. He's actually turned into probably our best defender as well. So he means a lot to our program and our team this year.
Talk about kind of the effect of not necessarily a home game, but compared to Wayne State and others, how nice is it to start the season with basically a road home game?
You know, it's good, you know, because it's close to home. But obviously last night we didn't play overly well. So, you know, I think next year we just got to learn from that and schedule a few more live exhibitions so that we can get ourselves ready.
How do you talk to some of the young guys? Where do they struggle with the free throw shooting and the three-point shooting? Because that's kind of your go-to and obviously very crucial in games like these. But on the first part of the season, some of these young guys that, you know, you don't want to get them in the dump starting off with a loss in the column, how do you get them turned around?
we really don't say anything because, you know, they don't try to miss free throws. I think it's just the concentration thing. And I think that tonight will be a lot better off, hopefully. And once they hit a couple, they'll be fine. And shooting-wise, we got good looks. Just, you know, it happened the same way last year when we played Moorhead in the first game of the season. And just, I don't know, for some reason we either have a fear of losing or just not in a rhythm yet. And so we just need to be ready tonight.
All right, best of luck to that, Coach.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Support for today's game comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. Support also comes from Brown Shoe Fit in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at nw-av.com. Also from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
And welcome back into Bearcat Basketball here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Brown in for the crew tonight. As we get ready for your starting lineups, we'll start with the Wayne State Wildcats, who were last year finished 7-22, 4-18 in the Northern Sun Conference. They're led by their head coach, Brian Dolan, in his second season. So far in the young 2015-16 season, they are 0-1, dropping their first game to Missouri Western, 81-75. They're led by their 6'2 freshman guard from Blair, Nebraska, wearing jersey number 10, Vance Jansen. Following him will be a 6-foot sophomore guard from Elkhorn, Nebraska, wearing jersey number 11, finishing with 12 points last night, is Matt Thomas. Then Brian Goodwin, a 6'4 sophomore guard from Brewton, Minnesota, wearing jersey number 15, finished with 13 points last night. And number 22, last night's leading scorer for the Wildcats, is number 22 from Sisseton, South Dakota, standing at 6'6", he's a sophomore, Jordan Cornelius. And down low will be number 23, 6'2", junior guard from Madison, Wisconsin, Joel Heesch. And then Adam Moon, cap it off, wearing jersey number 2, a 6'8 freshman forward from O'Neill, Nebraska. Now for your Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, you start the season off 0-1, but finished last year 25-7, 15-4 in the MIAA. They're led by their 5'9 sophomore from Blue Springs, Missouri. Finished with 22 points last night, averaging 17 a game last year. The freshman of the year in the first team MIAA, number 1, Justin Pitts. And getting his first start of the season out of St. Joseph, Missouri, a 6'2 sophomore wearing jersey number 21 is Xavier Kurth. Then the second team All-MIAA player last year, averaging 14 points a ball game, a 6'2 senior from Overland Park, Kansas. Four-year starter number 24 is Connor Crooker. And down low would be a 6'5 junior forward from Independence, Missouri, transferred from William Jewell, All Great Lakes Valley Conference second team player. 11 doubles last season, finishing with an average of 12 points a game and 9 rebounds, is number 30, Devontae Mosby. Then the 6'7 sophomore forward from Omaha, Nebraska, is number 32, Brett Doherty, averaged 6 points a ball game last year and 4 rebounds. And then down low will be Zach Schneider, a 6'7 junior from Prairie Village, Kansas, wearing jersey number 33, averaging 12 points a ball game, 3 rebounds. Honorable mention in the All-MIAA team last year and holds Northwest single season on threes made. So expect a big ball game from him. Once again, it's Pitts, Kurth, Crooker, Mosby, Schneider for the Bearcats. And for the Wildcats, it's Moon, Jansen, Thomas, and Heesch. We're back with the tip here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Wathena Healthcare and Rehab, offering short and long-term care, in and outpatient therapy, respite care, and a 9-bed express recovery unit for Medicare and managed care short-stay rehab. And from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of the Bearcat Radio Network. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's is open 24 hours and offers Northwest Athletic fans the McDonald's Bearcat Sack. Details are available in-store. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information is available at 562-7562 or at MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts, located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph, family-owned since 1951. More information is available at 800-292-6546.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com. And from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken, as well as sides for lunch or dinner. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
And we're back in the Looney Complex of Missouri Western State University as Northwest gets ready to take on Wayne State Wildcats. As both teams 0-1 looking for their first win of the season for this young campaign on the 2015 season. For the Bearcats, though, once again, do not be alarmed as they dropped the first game of the season last year and continue to rattle off 6 straight wins to start their 2015 season. So they'll look to get on that roll here against the Wayne State Wildcats tonight. Once again, your starting lineups, Justin Pitts, Xavier Kurth, Connor Crooker, Brett Doherty, and Zach Schneider for the Bearcats. For the Wildcats, they're led by Vance Jansen, Matt Thomas, Jordan Cornelius, Joel Heesch, and Adam Moon. Wayne State Wildcats led by their head coach in Brian Dolan from the Northern Sun Conference and assistant coach Brett Putz. For Northwest Missouri State in his seventh season, three straight MIAA titles, coach, co-coach of the year, 25 wins, most wins in a season for McCollum. He looks to top that this year with his assistant coaches in Austin Meyer and Andy Peterson. We're about a minute and a half away from tip-off as the Bearcats go for the Saturday sweep as the football team defeated Washburn 49-13 today. The women basketball team in South Dakota tonight taking on the University of Sioux Falls as they lost their first ball game 52-89 to Augustana from South Dakota last night. Once again, starting lineups tonight, Pitts, Kurth, Crooker, Doherty, Schneider. For the Bearcats, it's Moon, Jansen, Thomas, Cornelius, and Heesch. We're about 50 seconds away from tip-off. Keys to victory tonight for the Bearcats. It's going to have to be. They cannot have poor field goal shooting like last night as they struggled with just 58% from the free throw line. They struggled from the floor all around, 40% and 21% from the three-point line. So these two teams look to battle it out as looking at last night's game for Wayne State. Not a bad night from the floor. They shot 47% from the floor, 30% from the three-point line, but they struggled from the free-throw line as they only shot 45%. We're back to the national anthem. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the tip-off live here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. We're at nvb.com or at any of their eight locations.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Missouri Western State University. I'm Matt Brown in for the Bearcat Radio Network. Big thanks to Brandon Travis for producing this ball game back at the Bearcat Radio Network studios as once again the University or Northwest Missouri State University goes for the Saturday sweep as football got it started with a 49-13 victory earlier today. The men's basketball team getting ready to tip off as starting lineups are being announced here at the Looney Complex and the women tip off at 6 p.m. here all on the Bearcat Radio Network. Keys to victory once again tonight for your Northwest Missouri State University Bearcats have got to be hit the shots from the outside. Capitalize on all the free chances you can from the free throw line as on paper for Wayne State just outsizes. Their starting lineup consists of 6'2", 6'6", 6'2", and a 6'8" player, as Northwest compares with a 5'9", 6'2", 6'2", 6'7", and 6'7" as well. So tonight, Ben McCollum goes with the larger size for the Bearcats to try and match up. As Wayne State, a team that had a little struggle last year, this is a team with only one senior on it. That's David Anderson, a 6'7 senior from Lester Prairie, Minnesota. Not in the starting lineup, on only one junior as well. That's Joel Heesch. He is in the starting lineup tonight for the Wildcats. But this is a coach in his second season, a very young coach, in Brian Dolan. So had some turnaround. As usual, the guys that graduate, but then with a new coach, you lose some players and hard to fill them in. That's why he has a large amount of freshmen and sophomores. Bearcats technically the road team tonight in their black uniforms. Black shorts, black tops, white numbering, green trim. With the Adidas logo in front. For Wayne State, their home uniforms in their white tops, white shorts, gold numbering with the black trim in their Under Armour uniforms. As jumping will be Adam Moon and Brett Doherty for the Bearcats. Ball is up. Doherty wins the tip. The Bearcats have it going left to right on your radio dial. It's in control. Goes out to the right. Pass out to the left. Cooker has it, but whistled dead. Foul called already on Joel Heesch. First team foul. Pitts bottoms line in to bounce it. Throws it all the way up. Cross the timeline into the backcourt. Crooker picks it up. Starts to drive to his right. Guarded by Jansen. Hands off left side to Kurth. Kurth starts to drive. Drives the lane. Cuts back. Looks to pass out. Tries to go up and under. Leaping pass out to Schneider. Back to Pitts up at the top of the court. The Bearcats will reset. 15 to shoot. Pitts pass left side to Schneider. Schneider down left side to Kurth. Kurth trying to get it down low to Doherty. Doherty backing up on his man. Turns around. Drives the lane. Gets tripped up. Goes up. Counted good and one. Brent Doherty now will head to the free throw line to shoot one. Already an early test now for the Bearcats on the free throw line. Once again, as McCollum emphasized in the pregame interview, where they struggled. First three throws up, nothing but net for Doherty, and he's got the first 3 points of the night for the Bearcats. Running point, Matt Thomas for Wayne State. Pass to the right side and to Cornelius. Cornelius pass left side to Jansen. Jansen picks up dribble. Pass it around, just playing keep away from the Bearcats, trying to drive right side. Cornelius back to left side. As Thomas, sideline. Three ball goes from Heesch, it's no good. Rebound fights around, Wayne State has it, kicks back out. Three ball goes up again, front of the iron, no good. And Schneider Doherty comes up with the rebound as Thomas over on that three ball. Pitts has it, drives the lane on the left side, opens up. Easy finger roll and the layup on the left side, it's good. The Bearcats have an early 5-0 lead on the Wildcats. Thomas kicks it left side and on the screen, passes right side. Just perimeter passing, tries to force it down low. Pitts has a hand in there, knocks it out of bounds, tries to lunge for it, but can't save it. Last touch by Pitts as it goes out of bounds. And now passing bottom baseline is Matt Thomas. Slams the ball. Schneider loses his man, but Thomas does not go to him, throws it up to the top. Cornelius. Cornelius pass the left side. Jansen drives. He goes up and under the hoop, and he goes for the up-under layup. It's good. Kiss off the backboard. Crooker has it. Running the full court press, but backs off his Wayne State. Quick pass to Schneider. Three balls. Good. Or falls out, correction, but he is fouled. And he'll head to the line for three. So Schneider will head to the free throw line for three. First free throw rolls around, no good. First foul on Cornelius. Second free throw falls, 6-2. As McCollum talked about in the pregame, just unfortunate. The guys didn't intend to miss so many free throws, but they did struggle. But now they got that first game off their back. As Schneider hits the second free throw, so two out of the three works. It's a five-point ball game for the Bearcats. Heesh has it on the right side. Kicks it out to Jansen. Jansen doesn't like what he sees. Tries to force it down low to Heesh. Heesh turn around. Shot no good. Fights for his own rebound, but Crooker rips it out of his hands. Hands it off to Pitts, and the Bearcats are working on the right side. Doherty sets the pick. Pitts up his dribble. Pitts dishes it off to Crooker. Crooker drives the lane. Floater off the backboard. No good. Fighting for his rebound. Kicks out. Bearcats have it. Falling out of bounds, though, as unable to bring it up. It was Xavier Kurth. He knocks it out of bounds as he lunges for it. Cool and talking with the official. Not happy with a missed call there, but Wayne State has it now with 17:50 to play here in the first half. Five-point lead for the Bearcats. Thomas runs to his left. Hands off to Heesh. Heesh tracks on the right side to Cornelius. Perimeter basketball, not using their size. Tries to force a pass down low into the hands of Heesh. Pitts has a reach-in foul. Gets called. His first personal foul. First team foul for the Bearcats. And Thomas will line up again on the left side on the bottom baseline. Looks to try and force it in. Just throws it up high into Cornelius. Cornelius doesn't start a dribble pass. Left side to Heesh. Heesh dribbles, steps back, runs into trouble, kicks it back out. Thomas. Thomas doesn't like what he sees. Cuts it out to Jansen. Jansen loses control of it, picks it back up, passes. Perimeter passing now. Thomas has it. Tries to drive on Pitts. Doesn't like what he sees. Cuts back out. Dishes right side to Heesh. Heesh drives. Goes up and under. And the underhand layup falls in. It's good. 7-4 now. Pitts has it. Cross the timeline. Guarded on the right side by Heesh. Pitts, the floor general. Looking for the give and go. Almost falls out of bounds. Pass from Crooker. Pitts picks it up. Pass to a man down low is Hurth. Kurth tries to float up a shot, no good, but Doherty passes off the rebound, gives it off to Pitts. Pitts fires up a three ball, no good. Rebound brought in by Wayne State. On the right side is Jansen. And the Wildcats slow it down. Pass inside, turn around as Heesh loses control of it. Tipped out by Pitts. Crooker takes it, gives it right back to a streaking Pitts. Goes in for the layup, is fouled. He'll head to the line for two. And foul on Matt Thomas, 6-foot sophomore guard, finished with 12 points last night. His first personal foul. And Pitt's first free throw falls. Last season, Pitts was an 85% free throw shooter. Second free throw falls. Thomas has it. Right side. Pitts gets a hand in there. Tips it. It turns into a rainbow, but brought down by Wayne State. Moon has it. Passes right side to Thomas. Thomas back left side. Middle court now. Jansen. Perimeter passing all on the three-point line. Doesn't like what he sees is Heesh. Heesh drives. Tries to force it down low to Moon. Stolen away by Schneider. And the Bearcats take over. Crooker, force pass down low. Turnaround shot, dishes it off to Doherty, and it's up good. Brett Doherty has 5 points now. Thomas drives the lane, puts up a floater. It's no good. Schneider falls to the floor, and so does Moon. And it turns into a jump ball. We'll stay with Wayne State. Substitutions being made as coming in is Spencer Pauly to replace Adam Moon. Pauly, a 6'9 freshman center from Denison, Iowa. Officials have some communications to do. Get everything taken care of. Some scoreboard trouble. Reset the shot clock to 18 seconds. Thomas looks for the inbound. Gets it in right side to Heesh. Back to Thomas. Thomas drives the lane. Loses control of it. Underhand pass to right side to Jansen. Jansen puts up a 10-footer. It's good. 11-6 your score. Crooker running the point guard on the right side. Guarded by Thomas. Cuts out to the left side. Cuts the lane pass. Left side driving the lane. Going up and under. No foul. Contact made. On Chris Dow. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Spencer Pauley with the rebound. Devontae Mosby will come in to replace Zach Schneider for the Bearcats. That's right side, Thomas. Thomas uses pick from Pauley. Sets up a deep two. It's nothing but net. It's 11-8. And the pick set from Pauley. Thomas has his first 2 points of the ball game. Pass left side, no. Crooker has it on the give and go. Pass down low to Mosby. The assist from Crooker, and Mosby makes a quick impact as he comes into the ball game with his first 2 points. Crooker has his first assist. Thomas, double team, runs. The lane opens for him as he just gets around Doherty. And it's 13-10. Bearcats have a three-point lead. Pitts running the point. Has a pick set from Doherty. Cuts into the middle of the court. Runs up the lane. Loses control of it. Kicks it out back to Doherty. Cooker wide open for a three ball. It's good. Connor Cooker. Nice three ball. His first 3 points. Right side, runs into a double team, kicks it back out to Heesh. Left side wide open for a three. Is good as Vance Jansen. 6'2 freshman guard on the double team. He left wide open on the left bottom baseline. Pitts crosses the timeline, looks to have a pit set for Mosby. The lane opens wide open for him. He goes for the easy kiss off the glass on the right side. 18-13 with 13:45 to play here in the first half. Thomas tries to drive around. Pitts drives the lane. It opens up. Misses the layup. Mosby with the rebound. Kicks it out left side to Pitts. Pitts comes down the bottom sideline. Hands it off to Crooker. Crooker drives. Puts up a floater. Rolls around. No good. Able to pick up the rebound is Heesh. Heesh forces it down left side to Vance. Vance will dribble between his legs. Lose control of it. Reset though. Let his teammates come down. Thomas has it. Passes down low. No look pass out to the left side. Driving the lane. Going up strong is Jordan Cornelius, and Cornelius has the layup. His first 2 points of the ball game. Crooker running the point, 13 minutes to play, 18-15, three-point ball game. Crooker tries to drive left side, picks up his dribble, hands it off to Pitts. Pitts uses the pick set from Mosby, picks up his dribble, passes right side, down low, into Schneider. Schneider backs down, kicks it back outside. Three ball goes up, air balls. Out of bounds, the air ball from Chris Go, and that brings us to our first media timeout. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
18-15 your score. Northwest on top of Wayne State here early with 12:46 in this ball game. That's a very even ball game so far as your lead scorers, Justin Pitts with 6, Brett Doherty with 5, Zach Schneider with 2, Connor Crooker with a 1 3-pointer. For Wayne State, they're led by Vance Jansen, finishing with 7 so far. Joel Heesh with 5, Jordan Cornelius with 2. As we get out of the first media timeout, Northwest Missouri State shooting 50% from the floor, 33% from the three-point line. Wayne State shooting a high 64% and 50% from beyond the arc. Pass on the right side. Back in. And as it is, Pauley. Pauley doesn't like what he sees. Gives it off to Thomas. Thomas faces a double team on the zone. Schneider forces Austin Esters to drive down low. Schneider just sticking up strong. Estes will just bounce it off Schneider, go out of bounds. So Thomas inbounds from the bottom baseline. 12:27 to play here in the first half. Pauly has it, kicks it out right side. There's Jansen. Jansen doesn't like what he sees. Estes dribbling very high with his left hand. One from the shot clock, and Jansen just chucks up a three and comes up short. It's airballed, and that will be a turnover. Northwest would have had the rebound anyways, as Jansen misses the three ball. Quick inbound to Mosby. Full court light pressure from Wayne State. Mosby has it, passes off to Endow, and to Pitts. Pitts uses the pick from his right to Schneider, pass down low to Mosby. Mosby was wide open, pump fake, should have gone up on the first time, elects to go on the second, is fouled. And Mosby will head to the free throw line for his first attempts. Foul was on Spencer Pauly. First free throw falls. Second free throw falls as well. So, tale of two cities for the Bearcats when it comes to free throw shooting from last night to tonight. Brian Goodwin has it. Passes right side to Cornelius and to Paul. Pauly. Pauly loses control of it. Stolen away. It's going to be taken by Kurth. Kurth dishes off the last second to Mosby on the two-on-one. And Mosby with the easy layup. Kurth credited with the steal. Mosby now has 6 points. And the Bearcats are on top 22-15. Pass to left side. Thomas. Thomas, the double team, tries to drive. Has a jumping pass. Kicks out right side. Fakes a three, but then takes it is Austin Esters. Misses it. Short on the right side. Fighting for the rebound is Mosby. Runs into trouble in the corner. Gets away from it from Spencer Pauly. Kicks it out to Pitts. Pitts crosses the timeline on the right side. 22-15. Bearcats on top of the Wildcats with 11 minutes to play here in the first half. Pitts looks to drive to his left. Cuts it out to Schneider. Schneider, perimeter passing. Has it on the right side. Into Kurth. Kurth kicks it back out to Schneider. Only one man down in the paint for the Bearcats. That's Mosby. Pitts has it. Five to shoot on the play. Or shot clock. Drives the lane. Cuts back. Puts up a floater. No good. Rebound brought down by Ndell. Keeps it back out to Pitts for a three. It's good. 10:40 to play. 25-15. The Bearcats have extended it to a 10-point lead. 9 points on the three ball from Pitts. And a foul.
On
and down.
Northwest Missouri substitution.
Chris Endow, a 6'6 sophomore from Stavanger, Norway. Take a seat on the bench. Quick inbounds. Right side now is Thomas, has it on the bottom baseline. Guarded by Anthony Woods in the ball game for Northwest. Shot is missed, but Pauly comes down with the rebound. Kicks it back out to Thomas. Reset on the shot clock. 25. Passes left side is Brian Goodwin. Goodwin has a pick. Tries to get around Crooker. Tries to give it off to Pauly. Dishes it out to Cornelius. Cornelius puts up the three. It's no good. And Brett Daugherty, or Daugherty, brings down the rebound. It's his third rebound of the ball game. Direction down low to Daugherty from Crooker. Pauly steals it right out of Doherty's hands. Hands it off to Thomas. Thomas forces pass left side to Goodwin or Cornelius. Austin Estes down low to Thomas. Thomas fires up a three. It's no good. Crooker and Schneider fight for the rebound. Schneider will get credit for it. So does a nice job of boxing out in the corner. The Bearcats will slow it down with 9:20 to play. Driving on the right side is Anthony Woods. Lane cuts from the left to the right side of the lane. Goes up for the layup. It's good. 27-15. Anthony Woods has his first 2 points of the ball game. Pass to the right side to Esters. Into Thomas. Thomas passes out Left side to Esters. Esters fires up a three. It's good. 27-18, back to a 9-point lead. With 8:50 to play. Driving on the left side, Woods. Gets picked set from Doherty on the give and go. No look pass. Doherty goes up strong. Fouled. Can't get it to fall. We'll head to the line 4-2. A beautiful no-look pass from Anthony Woods. Brings us up to our second media timeout. We're back in 45 seconds here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
27-18 your score here with 8:45 left in the first half. Once again, talking about the tale of two stories for the free throw percentage. Bearcats right now 7 for 8. 89% or 88% from the free throw line. So a big difference. A resting night's sleep. He's heading to the free throw line now is Brett Doherty to shoot two. Left-hander. Shot is up and good. And the second free throw rolls around. It's no good. Rebound brought down by J.J. Zumbrinen, who's running the point now for the Wildcats. Crooker, Woods, Mosby, Schneider. Turnaround shot, no good for the Bearcats. Rebound brought down by Mosby. Austin Esters missed the jump shot. Anthony Woods in control. Mosby, three rebounds on the ball game. Passes right side to Kurth. Kurth down low to Doherty. Doherty with a turnaround. It falls in as it rolls around every part of the rim and falls. It's 30-18. 12-point lead for the Bearcats with 8 minutes to play here in the first half. Cross-court pass right side to Austin Esters. Pass left side midcourt. It's Heesh. Heesh tries to drive. Puts up a floater and somehow gets it to fall. Back to a 10-point ball game. 4 points for Heesh. 30-20 your score. Woods drives the lane. Reach in foul. We're either going to call it on Zumbrinen. And two. His first personal foul. The seventh team foul. Substitutions being made as Chris and Dow coming back in to replace Xavier Kurth. Woods will shoot the 1-1. And first one's good. Get a chance for the second one. 31-20, 7:38 to play. And the second one's good. So Woods will go 2-for-2 from the free throw line. He's got 4 points. Just left side. To find some space is Esters. Can't find it. Kicks it back outside to Heesh. Heesh down low to Wernicke. And a reach-in foul as Joel Heesh tries to get rid of it, and he's had his arm slapped on Brett Doherty. It's just the third team foul for the Bearcats. A clean basketball so far compared to Wayne State. Driving, kicks it back out. Shot goes up from Heesh on the three ball. It's good.
three.
So Brennan with the assist. Wood starts to drive to his left side, looking for a pick from Doherty. As it kicks it back out, left side to Mosby. Mosby, right side to Woods, down low, into Doherty. Doherty turns around, faces the hoop, drives the paint, goes up. Shot no good, brings his own rebound down, trying to fight for it. Wayne State wants the jump ball. The Bearcats get the foul call. Mika, his first personal foul. Bernika, 6'9" sophomore from Lithuania. And Doherty's free throw is good. So Doherty having a nice first half so far. He's got 9 points and 4 rebounds. Mosby will take a seat on the bench, and Doherty's second free throw falls. Takes that 10 points, 4 rebounds for Doherty. Zach Schneider comes back in, as well as Justin Pitts. Pass it right side to Jansen. Jansen up top to Moon. Moon pass the left side, trying to drive. Is Jansen on the right side, puts up a floater. It's no good. Fighting around for it, tracking it down. Isn't down. And Pitts will run point. Runs just in front of the Wayne State bench. And head coach Brian Dolan, 15 to shoot on the shot clock. 6:10 to play in the first half. Schneider gets a pick. Pitts drives the lane. Cuts back out. Passes left side. In and out. Tries to drive. Loses control of it. Thomas with the steal. Now starts out to his left side. Picks it up at the three-point line. Runs into trouble. Looks for a no-look. Backdoor pass. He gets it in the layup for Joel Heesch. Austin Pitts has it. It's a drive pass. Left side. Down low to Schneider. Into Doherty. Doherty under the hoop. Goes up. It's good. Inbound to Thomas. Doherty now with 12 points. Driving the lane is Heesch. Correction, Cornelius. Well, it was Heesch, and Heesch is good for his 11 points. And it's stolen from Thomas. Thomas for the fast break. One on two, and he splits the defenders, goes up for the layup, and it's 36-29. Thomas has 6 points. Pitt starts to drive. Under five to play. Down low to Doherty. Doherty tries to back up. His defender breaks his ankles. The defender actually falls. Goes wide open for the layup. As Adam Moon just got crisscrossed and embarrassed. Heesch has it on the right side. Tries to drive the lane. Puts up another up underhanded floater. Somehow gets it to fall again. 38-31, 7-point ball game. And a quick foul with that. We'll take a quick break, 10 seconds for your station identification here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Number one, number nine, Joe Heesch.
This brings us to another media timeout, so we're back in 45 seconds here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
38-31, your score. Here from the Looney Complex on the 24th annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. Bearcats on top. 38-31, going for the Saturday sweep. Football team's done their part. Now the men do theirs, and the women just tipped off from South Dakota. Justin Pitts will head to the free throw line after Vance Jansen got his first foul. This makes the first ones, 1-1. Xavier Kurth is in, replaces Kristen Dow. Second free throw is good. Esters and Anderson in. Nika and Moon out for Wayne State. On the right side driving is David Anderson. David Anderson with a turnaround floater. It goes in and out, no good, but fighting for the rebound and pulling it down is Kurth. Nice job of looking like a ballerina out there and keeping his balance in traffic. Pitts turnaround. 360, kicks it out to Crooker, also in the ballgame now for the Bearcats. 14 to shoot, 3:55 to play here in the first half. Schneider has it on the three-point line, gives it to Crooker. Crooker starts to drive to his left, double team. Out to Pitts, 5 to shoot. Pitts drives the lane, runs in, puts up a floater. It can't fall. Hits the bottom of the iron and squirts back out. That's on the right side, trying to drive. Gets it back out. And three ball goes up from Esters. It's no good. Pitts with the rebound. I'll slow it down with 3:30 to play. 40-31 your score. Pitts has it. Drives the lane. Cuts back. Gets it back out to Schneider. Schneider puts up a three ball. It's blocked. Pitts grabs the rebound down low. Bad pass into Schneider, and he kicks it back out. Doherty has it now on the bottom. Turn around. Kiss off the glass. It's good. And Schneider goes fading away to his left. Kisses off the glass almost parallel to the hoop. That's out right side. Esters into Heesh. Heesh bounce pass to Anderson. Anderson cuts it out right side. It's Jansen. Jansen runs into a double team. Crooker. The ball gets stolen away. Pitt takes it. It's a 2-on-2. Crooker goes up. Left-handed layup. It's good. So a nice steal, and Crooker will get it. And a timeout's going to be taken by Wayne State. We'll take one with them. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazingo is at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. This center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
44-31 with 2:40 left to play here in the first half. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcats on top of the Wayne State Wildcats. Both teams looking for their first win of the season on this early campaign. Here on the 24th annual Hilliard tip-off. Northwest dropped their first one to Upper Iowa as a big three goes up from Cornelius, airballs it, but rebound falls into David Anderson's hands, and Anderson's with the putback. It's 44-33. Two rebounds quickly for Anderson. Crooker has it past the left side to Kurth. Kurth, quick dish off to Pitts. Pitts starts his dribble, passes it off to Crooker for a wide open three. It's good! Vance Jansen was guarding him, but he looks like he rolled his left ankle. That's why leaving it Crooker for a wide open three. Crooker almost looks shocked to have that wide open of a shot. To replace him will be Brian Goodwin. Jansen will take a seat on the bench. But Crooker has 8 points. So he had about 10 seconds to shoot as no defender even came close to guarding him or making an effort. Jansen's going to head to the locker room and most likely get that ankle taped up. Thomas has it. 2 minutes to play here in the first half. 47-33. Bearcats on top of the Wildcats. Cross-court pass right side to Anderson. Anderson kicks it back out to Goodwin. Goodwin up top Cornelius. Cornelius doesn't like what he sees. As it's a Goodwin. Goodwin drives, runs into a double team. Cross-court pass left side Thomas. Thomas fakes the shot. Looking on Pitts. Tries to drive, but then cuts back. Shoots up a three ball. It's no good. Crooker with the rebound. Crooker takes it. It's a one-on-three. He'll slow down and let some black jerseys get on his side of the court. Hands it off left side to Woods. Woods, a nice pass down low for a wide open. Devontae Mosby comes in from the back door, and it was a waist pass, bounce pass, spinning into Mosby, and a nice assist from Woods, his first one. Thomas has it, drives up and under the lane, a reach-in foul called. A blocking foul on the Bearcats. Foul called on Devontae Mosby. His first one, just the fourth team foul for the Bearcats, so very clean basketball here in the first half for the Bearcats. Thomas looks for the inbound. Just quick toss into Anderson. Anderson cuts back up. Thomas from the three-point line. It's no good. Pitts has it. Tries to take off, and Thomas goes in reaching for it, and that'll be a foul on him. That'll be the 10th team foul, so Pitts will head to the line for a one or both. Dante Mosby just can't miss tonight. 8 points, 3 for 3 from the floor, 2 for 2 from the free throw line. And as I say that, I give him the broadcaster's jinx, and he misses the free throw. Now 2 for 3 from the line. Still a 49-33 lead for the Bearcats. Second free throw falls. Brennan back in for the ball game. Perth in to replace Schneider. Three ball goes up from Heesh. It rolls in and out. No good. Pitts grabs a rebound. It's a 2-on-2. Drives the lane. Contact. Not called. Misses the layup. Rebound brought down by Heesh. Cuts out. Left side. Passes off to some Brennan. Pass out on the right side, but a charge. Foul on Zumbrinnen. Zumbrinnen will go take a seat on the bench as Tyler Nagy will come in, a 5'10 sophomore point guard from Brookings, South Dakota. Quick inbound to Crooker, 45 seconds to play. 25 on the shot clock. Woods has it, drives to his right, tries to get a pick set, cuts back out to Schneider. Schneider starts to drive, pass down low to Mosby. Mosby on the quick pass to a charging Woods. Woods, lots of contact as he puts up a layup, but it's no good. Contact not called. And a foul is called at the end on Northwest. Just the 15th foul. Jared Doherty will come back in to replace Mosby. Shot clock is off. 25 seconds to play. Nagy. Pass left side to Goodwin. First drive, but travels. Now with 18 seconds left, the Bearcats will take over. Schneider will come back. In. Pitts has it. 13 seconds left. Crosses the timeline. Midcourt now. Looking to hold it for the last shot. Starts to drive. Loses control as it's tipped from behind. 5 seconds left. Thrown up to Anderson. Anderson on the fast break. But Bearcats come charging in to try and grab the wobbly pass. And reach in foul called. The back is going to be called on Schneider. His first personal foul. Just the 16th foul. For Northwest with 3 seconds left, so unless something happens in the last final 3 seconds, Northwest had a nice clean first half. Quick inbound, three ball goes up from Cornelius, it's no good, and Schneider pulls down the rebound, and that's going to take us into halftime. 50-33 your score here at halftime. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your first half stats and a look towards the second half here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
50-33, your score here at halftime, as the Bearcats on top of the Wildcats of Wayne State. We're back in another two-minute break here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers work boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Doc Martin, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prentery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
50-33, your score here at halftime. Northwest on top of Wayne State. Well, before we get into our halftime stats, we'll take a look around the action in the MIAA. Central Missouri defeated Concordia State. St. Paul on 77-52. Lindenwood defeated Southern Nazarene 86-79. Pittsburgh State defeats St. Cloud State 85-69. Lincoln defeats Wakita Baptist 75-74. Emporia State in just the second half just underway. It's 44-45. Minnesota State at halftime trailing Missouri Southern 31-28. Northeastern State 25. Northwestern Oklahoma State 36 in the first. We take another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll have your halftime stats. The Bearcats on top of Wayne State, 50-33, here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. And from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthStFrancis.com. Also from Younger Auction Company, auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
50-33, your score here at halftime. It's been all Bearcats in the first half. After their slow start in last night's ball game, they seem to have shaken off the rust here in tonight's ball game. Once again, on top of Wayne State, and the Wildcats 50-33. Leading scorer for the Bearcats is Brett Doherty, 6-for-7 from the floor, 4-for-5 from the three-point line. Also has 5 rebounds and a total of 16 points in his 16 minutes of play. Also add one assist to the Iron Man out there. Justin Pitts, the next leading scorer, 3-for-7 from the floor, 1-for-2 from the three-point line, and a beautiful 5-for-6 from the three-point line. Add in 3 rebounds and 1 assist, and a total of 12 points in his 17 minutes of play. Following him will be Devontae Mosby, 3-for-3 from the floor, 2-for-2 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 8 points for Mosby in his 9 minutes of play. Also with 8 points is Connor Crooker, 3-for-5 from the floor, 2-for-2 from the three-point line, 1 assist and 8 points in his 18 minutes of play. Anthony Woods has 4 points in his 5 minutes of play, and 2 points for Zach Schneider in his 15 minutes of play. Once again, leading rebounder for Northwest is Brent Doherty with his 5 rebounds. Northwest out-rebounding Wayne State, 19-12 in that rebound column. 15 of 18 from the free throw line, so it's exactly where Northwest wants to be after last night's performance of 60% from the free throw line. In the first half, they shot 57%, which at first Wayne State seemed like they could not miss as they were shooting early and they were making them often, but now it's been 57% from the floor, 50% from the three-point line, and 83% from the free throw line. Wayne State, a different story. They were at 15-for-33 with 45% from the floor. 3-of-14 from the three-point line at 21%. And the number that they're going to look back on and head coach Brian Dolan is talking about in the locker room right now is you're going to have to get to the free throw line, as they did not get to the free throw line at all in the first half. Once again, the Bearcats shot 57%, 16 of 28 from the floor, 15 of 18 from the free throw line, 19 rebounds to add up to their 50 points, their leading scorer being Brett Doherty. For Wayne State, they have 33 points. Their leading scorer is Joel Heesch, 6 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 2 from the three-point line. Only 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 13 points in his 16 minutes of play. Next leading scorer is Vance Jansen. He's 3 of 5, 1 of 2 from the three-point line, and 7 points in his 13 minutes of play. Then Matt Thomas played the most of anybody in his 17 minutes of play, had 1 assist, 6 points, was 3 of 10 from the floor, 0-4 from the 3-point line, so he looks to get a hotter start here in the second half. But they have gone pretty much ice cold, is Wayne State, 15 of 33 from the floor, 3 of 14 from the 3-point line, only 12 rebounds, 3 of those offensively, getting out-rebounded. The Bearcats able to post 15 defensive rebounds. Fouls, though, is definitely the story of the first half as well, as Northwest did a nice job of playing clean basketball. Only had six team fouls, while Wayne State had 11. Nobody's really in clear foul trouble, as J.J. Zumbrennan has two. Spencer Pauley has two, as well as Matt Thomas with two. And Moon, Jansen, Cornelius, Heesh, and Bernica both have one. Same story for Northwest, is just with the 16 fouls. Only person that could be considered in foul trouble is Devontae Mosby. So he has two fouls. And then Chris Dow has one. Zach Schneider with one. Brett Doherty with one. And Justin Pitts with one. Definitely the players of the game in the first half have got to go to co-MVPs for the first half for me, is Justin Pitts. 3 of 7 from the floor, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, and his 17 minutes of play posted 1 assist and 12 points and 1 steal, as well as Brett Doherty, who's handled the challenges down low, 6 of 7 from the floor, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, has 5 rebounds, 16 points, 1 assist, had a steal there, but did not get credit for it. Connor Crooker playing very well for the Bearcats, as Ben McCollum talked about, really just started practicing a few days ago. So to start this fresh and come immediately into action to start is pretty impressive. We're about 3.5 minutes away from second half being underway. 50-33 your score. Women's basketball scores around the MIAA is Emporia State defeated Oklahoma Baptist 80-63. Lincoln defeated Henderson State 94-86. Lindenwood defeats Northern State 77-60. And Missouri Western defeated Upper Iowa earlier today 89-80. Currently in the third quarter, Washburn on top of Minot State 60-47. Pittsburgh State at halftime on top of Mary 37-27. And in the first, Wakita Baptist up 12-6. Missouri Southern versus Southwestern Oklahoma is 35-26, just about halftime. And Northeastern State versus Oklahoma State is 5-3, as that ball game just getting underway. Your current score is 50-33 here on the 24th annual. Hilliard Classic. Once again, leading scorers, Brett Doherty with 16, Joel Heesh with 13. As we will take another quick break, when we come back, we have the second half here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report, underwritten by Meyer Auto Center.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information is at 562-4657. And from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day, as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, just south of the square, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. And from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday More at 660-562-2424.
50-33, your second half just about get underway, but we'll take a quick 10-second timeout for your station ID here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Second half just getting underway. Austin Pitts takes it. Carries, drives down low. This is the layup. Contact made. No good. As Adam Moon grabs the rebound. Thomas has it now on the right side. Tries to drive the lane. Cuts back. Almost travels. Kicks it back out past the left side. Doesn't like what he sees is Jansen. Back to Thomas on the right side. 10 to shoot on the play clock. 19:30 to play in this ball game. Thomas drives to his right. No look. Pass down low to Moon. Moon has the floater. It's good. It's Schneider, Doherty, Crooker, Pitts, and Kurth, starting five for the Bearcats. In the second half, as Justin Pitch has it, tries to drive the lane. It opens up, makes an acrobatic move, cannot get it to fall, though, as Jansen pulls down the rebound. Pitts comes from behind and able to dish it off at the last second. Now Cornelius fires up a three ball at the front iron. It's no good. Pitts with the rebound. 50-35, 15-point lead. Still a little bit comfortable for the Bearcats, but Ben McCollum would like to get a little more experience and spread this lead to a larger margin. Pitts has it on the right side. Cuts cross-court pass right side to Crooker. Crooker on the give and go to Doherty. Bounce pass down low. Wide open. Easy layup. It's good for Xavier Kurth, and Doherty with a nice assist. Jansen has it, pass left side to Thomas. Thomas midcourt guarded by Pitts. Runs into a double team. Pitts tries to steal it away, but Thomas comes back up with it. Floating away, passes. And a foul is called on Doherty. And the inbounds comes from Thomas. Still looking. Cuts out right side. Dishes it in to Cornelius. Cornelius cuts it left side to Heesh. Heesh back to Jansen. Jansen tries to drive. Cuts it back out. And Heesh runs into a double. Kicks it back out to Thomas. Thomas fires up a three ball. It's no good. Moon comes around. Tips it to himself after about three times. Brings it back in. And will reset for Wayne State. Trying to drive the right side. Lunging pass. Has it into Thomas. Thomas drives the lane, double team. He's just blocked and fires an ill-advised pass out of bounds into the empty Missouri Western student section. That game's going to follow next. 52-35. It'll be Missouri Western taking on Upper Iowa. Pitts has it, left side, 20 to shoot on the play clock. Schneider has it, gets it off to Cooker. Cooker drives up and under, gives it off to Doherty. Doherty goes up strong, rolls around, hits every part of the rim before finally falling down, and it's good. 54-35, 17-35 to play. Now Thomas has it, tries to drive the right side. Doherty gets a hand in there, knocks it loose, but Thomas saves it, passes left side. Trying to drive the lane now is Jansen. Jansen digits off to Moon. Moon loses control of it, and somehow it falls in the hands of Heesh. Correction, Cornelius. He's going to reach in foul. It's called on Crooker, his first personal foul. 54-35. Thomas looks for the inbound. He gets it in to Heesh. Heesh cuts it back out, left side to Cornelius. And to Thomas comes swinging around from the bottom baseline. Fires up a three. No good. Crooker and Schneider come down with the rebound at the same time and hand it off to Pitts, and the Bearcats will slow things down. Crooker has it right side, dishes it off to Kurth. Kurth does not like what he sees, gives it off to Pitts. Pitts starts to drive, bounce pass to his right side, cross court pass left side to Crooker. Crooker fakes left, drives right, goes up, double covered, layup is good, and one. Count it. And Connor Crooker, giving credit for that rebound, he comes in for the layup and gets his 10 points. And Alan Mosby coming into the ball game. Replace Doherty. And the free throw is good from Crooker. Crooker shot 83% from the floor or from the free throw line last year. Thomas has it. Midcourt right side is Heesh. Heesh to Moon. Moon starts to drive into Heesh. Heesh back on the left side to Jansen. Jansen tries to get his way around Indow, but can't. Thomas has it. Eight to shoot on the shot clock. Cross-court pass left side, Jansen. Jansen into Heesh. Heesh goes up floating. Shot is no good. Bodies hit the floor. Indow comes up with it. Contact made as he tries to split two defenders. And he's fouled. Now it is third rebound. Second defensive. Vance Jansen with second foul. Both teams with two team fouls here early in this second half. 16-18 to play. Schneider inbounds it. Gets it right side to Mosby. Mosby, it's a two-on-one as everyone's hanging back. He just takes it to the hole. A little miscommunication or bad planning on the Wildcats. It's 59-35. That's left side. A bad pass. Again, another miscommunication between Joel Heesh and Jordan Cornelius as Cornelius takes off towards the basket. And Heesh just fires a pass to where he was and goes into the Wildcat bench. It's 59-35. The Bearcats take over after another turnover from the Wildcats. Crooker inbounds it, gets it into Indow. Back to Crooker. On the left side is Anthony Woods. So Woods will run the point, cross to the timeline, midcourt to his right side, dribbles to his left. Isolation now to his left. Cuts back to the right side after he gets a pick from Mosby. They say it was an illegal pick on Devontae Mosby. It's the third team foul for the Bearcats. Still 59-35, 15-51. To play in this ball game. Inbound to Tyler Nagy, the 5'10 sophomore. Pass to the right side to Cornelius. Cornelius doesn't like what he sees. Midcourt to Jansen, who fires up a three, rolls in and out. No good, gets tipped up and around. And calling over the back on Spencer Pauly. So now Northwest will take back over. Still running the full court defense are the Wildcats. And driving is Woods in the pivot corner. Gives it off. Schneider with the three ball. Front iron no good. Rebound brought down by Heesh. Heesh tries to take it. Stolen away. I believe Anthony Woods is going to get credit for it. Passes to the right side. Three ball goes up from in now. It rolls around. It's no good. Mosby fires up the rebound, but he's going to get over the back. Nothing Mosby could really do about that as he just had the height on the player. That's the 14 foul, and Doherty will come back in to replace Mosby. And Kurth will come in to replace Zach Schneider. Kurth, a 6'2 sophomore from St. Joseph. A home game for him. 15-10 to play. 25 on the shot clock. Nagy has it on the right side. Starts to drive. Perimeter passing. Into Cornelius. Back to Heesh. Heesh kicks it back out to Nagy. And a double team. It's tipped up by Woods. Stolen by Doherty. Woods drives a bounce pass. Into Indow, who goes up and under the hoop and misses the layup. And the Wildcats take it, trying to drive to his right side. Now is Heesh. Heesh doesn't like what he sees, kicks it out, runs into trouble, gets the ball back in his hands. Now to Nagy, isolated on the right side. Finally has a defender to help him, swinging around, passes. Gets it into Heesh. Heesh back to Nagy. Nagy on the left side, gets the pick set from Pauly. Into a double team. Gets around the defender, five to shoot. A floater goes up from Heesh. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Indow. Anthony Woods, as it tries to drive the lane, a blocking foul. It's called on Tyler Nagy, his first personal foul. This brings us to our first media timeout of the second half, 59-35. Northwest on top of Wayne State with 14-16 here in this game. We're back in 1 minute here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned, late model autos, and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ILoveTacoJohns.com. This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
59-35, your score, 14-16. Left in this ballgame, the Bearcats on top of Wayne State as Northwest looking to go 500 on the early season and 500 on the 24th annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic. Live from Missouri Western. And quick inbound to Doherty. Gets tipped around. As he goes up leaping for it, a foul's called on Wayne State. The fifth team foul. Fouls on Spencer Pauley, his fourth personal. Try it again. This inbound to Crooker. Tries to drive, has a pick set, passes it off instead. The right side to Woods. Woods has another pick and a double team. But then the give and go. Cross-court pass into Crooker. And it gets tipped. Crooker removes his hands, watches it go. Out of bounds. We'll stay with Northwest. 19 seconds on the shot clock. 14:03 to play. 59-35 left in this half. Down, gonna inbounds now on the left sideline, gets it in into Woods. Woods starts to drive to his left, has a pick set, but cross court pass from right side to Kurth. Kurth to Crooker, 8 to shoot, starts to drive, cuts back, tries to drive the lane, cuts it out right side. And Kurth drives the lane with 1 second on. Gets a layup to go up and fall. That's 61-35. The Bearcats are starting to run away with it. Cut left side. Into Cornelius. And a blocking foul. Lindau. His second personal foul. The fifth team foul. Kurth, after that layup, has 4 points. Aggie gets the inbounds. Into Esters. Esters runs into trouble. Kicks it back out to David for correction. Into Cornelius. Back to Esters, who comes trailing in. As he starts to drive.
Wayne State fouls from Anderson, number one.
And Wayne State.
Team number six.
Foul called. In the paint. A foul occurred. Give the ball to Northwest. Woods has it, crossed the timeline on the left side. Takes off to his right. Starts to drive, runs into a double team, tries to force a pass. It gets tipped, but somehow still ends up in the hands of Indow, but then he couldn't do anything but try and pass it away. It gets stolen away by Nagy. Pass to the left side is Esters. Esters passed down low to David Anderson, who got a wide open layup, misses it. Able to grab his rebound in the second attempt. He is fouled.
That will send David Anderson to the line.
That will send him to the free throw line as Brett Doherty has his third personal foul. Second half not as clean for Northwest as the first half. They've matched their first half totals here, not even halfway through the second half. Anderson's first free throw rolls around is good. He's got 3 points on the night. And the second free throw falls. Quick inbound. Runs a full court pressure. Woods able to throw it cross court to Crooker. And now the defense will lay off. With 12:40 to play. Woods off to Doherty. At the 3-point line. Back to Woods. Down low to Indo. Indo goes around. Lots of contact made. Can't get the shot to fall. But Indo will head to the free throw line. After the foul was on David Anderson, he will shoot two.
Chris Anderson was in line to shoot two shots.
first free throw. Rolls around. Hits the front iron. Bounces off the square and goes in. His first points. And the second free throw hits the back iron. Shoots up and rolls off the front of the iron. Rebound grabbed by Wayne State. Nagy has it. Passes left side to Esters. Esters to Cornelius. Cornelius guarded by Crooker. Passes the left side. Tough defense from Northwest. Tries to get down low to Anderson. Doherty right there playing defense. Kicks it back out. Left side to Esters. Pass to the right side. A floating shot goes up from Brian Goodwin. Looks like he might have traveled from it, but goes uncalled. Misses the shot. And an off-ball foul, I believe, is called on Nagy. Is called on David Anderson, his third personal foul, and that's going to bring it to a 1-1. Brett Doherty will be the one shooting. Doherty's first free throw, back iron, no good. Nagy running the point for the Wildcats. Tries to drive to his right. Doesn't like what he sees. Cross-court pass, left side to Esters. Esters to Goodwin. Pass down low. Back to Esters. And the layup is fouled and one. Going for the old-fashioned three-point play as Doherty now all of a sudden in foul trouble. He's got four. That's a blow to the Northwest team, even though with a large lead of 62-39. Austin Esters, 5 points, trying to make it six here with the free throw. Can't do it. Moon grabs the rebound for the Wildcats. Kicks it out left side from the bottom left baseline. Jordan Cornelius right in front of the Wildcat bench fires up a three-pointer. Pitts has it on the full-court pressure. He's able to get out. A timeout's going to be called from head coach Ben McComb in Northwest Missouri State, 62-42. It's a full timeout, so we will take one with him. We're back in 1 minute here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MarylandVilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandVilleGlassAndLock.com.
62-42, your score. Northwest on top of Wayne State with 11:35 to play here in this ball game. Looking for the inbound is Kurth. Kurth gets it in. To Dre Starzl making his first appearance of the ball game in 2015 season. Pass to the right side. Three ball goes up from Kurth. It's nothing but net. 65-42. And Kurth has 7 points now for the Bearcats. Driving is Esters. Pass into Goodwin. Goodwin midcourt, guarded by Woods. Forces a pass down low to Moon. Moon turnaround shot, it's no good. Rebound pulled down by Indow. And given off to Pitts. Pitts pass left side to Indow. Quick give off to Woods. Woods tries to drive the lane, no look pass to Starzl. Starzl goes up on the left side, easy kiss off the glass, it's good. Starzl makes his first appearance for the Bearcats. And as he goes in, fights for a rebound as the missed shot from Moon again. Won't get credit for Matt Thomas with the layup. Misses it. Starzl won't get credit for the rebound. Passes the left side to Kurth. Kurth pass down low to Starzl. Starzl tries to turn around Moon. backs him up, turns around, looks to shoot, kicks it back out to Pitts. Pitts pass left side to Woods. Four to shoot on the shot clock. Woods goes around, misses the layup. Doesn't even touch the rim to reset, but Wildcats grab the rebound. Driving the lane coast to coast is Austin Esters. He starts on the right side of the lane, goes up on the left side, and gets it to fall. 67-44. Woods has it, has the pick set from Starzl. Bounce pass right side to Kurth. Kurth on the bottom right baseline into Indow and resets to Pitts. Pitts uses the pick set to his right from Starzl. Kicks pass out left side. Fakes a shot as Woods starts to drive to his right. Line drive pass. Four to shoot now. Woods turns or curves. Kurth turns around jumper. It's no good, but is fouled. He'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. So to our second media timeout, 9:28 left in this ball game. Northwest on top of Wayne State, 67-44. We're back in 45 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing classes in retirement and estate planning, Social Security maximization, and Veterans Affairs. More at nationalinvestors.com.
67-44, your score with 9:28 left here in the first half. After the Jordan Cornelius foul, sending the Bearcats to the free throw line. Shoot two. Kurth.
Is Xavier Kurth or Northwest Missouri?
Connor Crooker comes back into the ball game, replacing Chris Dow. And Kurth's free throw is good. And the second free throw falls. He's 2 for 2 from the line in this ball game. That makes it 69-44. Driving on the left side is Thomas. Thomas goes for the layup. No good. Crooker goes up high for it and brings down the easy layup and gives it off to Pitts. Pitts tries to drive to the right side. Whistle's called.
And blocking foul.
Now on Esters, his first personal foul, and that's the 10th foul. So that will send Pitts to the line for two. Pitts is 5 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. Make that 6 for 7. And 7 for 8 as he hits both. 9:05 to play, 71-44. Northwest with a commanding lead. Drive to the left side is Thomas. Thomas then drives the lane, goes up, kiss off the glass on the left side. It's good. Quick inbound to Crooker. Crosses the timeline on the right side. Starts to drive to his left, gets a pick from Starzl. Passes left side to Kurth. Kurth back up to Pitts. Pitts on the right side to Woods. Woods back to Pitts. 15 to shoot. Pick set coming from Kurth. Sets it up to Crooker. McCollum doing a nice job of matching up the size here. Crooker drives lane at the free throw line, steps back and takes a shot and gets it to fall. 73-46. He's got 13 points. And lane is Thomas again. Shot goes up. Just a two-pointer just in front of the line. Gets it to fall. Thomas has 10 points now. Pitch drives through a double team. Kicks it out left side to Woods. Woods drives after he fakes the pass. Lane kind of opens up but then closes up. He's fouled as he tries to attack the basket. He'll head to the free throw line for two.
Anthony Woods at the line for West Missouri for two shots.
And Woods will miss his first free throw. Mosby and Endow coming back in to replace Justin Pitts and Xavier Kurth. Northwest shooting an impressive 57% from the floor, 44% from the three-point line, as Wayne State shooting 42% and 21% respectively. And the second free throw rolls around, no good, but able to bring in the offensive rebound is Mosby. Mosby with a turnaround shot is fouled. He'll head to the line to attempt a couple free throws.
Wayne State ball is on each, number two.
And the first free throw falls, or hits the back iron and shoots out. And the second free throw falls. One for two. 74-48. That's the right side to Goodwin. Goodwin back to Jones. Jones cuts back, shoots a deep two. It rolls around, no good. Moon fights for the rebound. Can't bring it down. Crooker will get the official rebound. Drives to his right as Esters misses another jumper. On the left side is Mosby. Back to Crooker. Chest pass from right side into Woods. Mosby has it. Gives a quick pass to Endow. He's got eight to shoot. Crooker has it on the right baseline. Drives the lane. Contact. Can't get it to go, but Mosby brings down the emphatic rebound and will reset it. Endow starts to drive. Shot goes up. Contact. A game warning on Endow. So he spikes the ball away. He'll stop the clock, but Endow, good on the layup. Now it's 3 points, 76-48. And a timeout's going to be taken by Wayne State. And a full timeout, so we'll take one with them. We're back in 45 seconds. The Bearcats on top, 76-48 over Wayne State. We're back in 45 seconds here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Bearcat Bookstore and the J.W. Jones Student Union. The bookstore supplies Bearcat apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Right Bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatechryslerdodgejeepram.com or 660-582-3677.
Take a quick break, 10 seconds for station identification on the Bearcat Radio Network. And inbound to Thomas, 76-48 your score. A long catch drive, kick it back out left side to David Anderson, tries to force a pass down low. Into Pauly. Foul underneath on Starzl. Dre Starzl's first personal foul. And Pauly shoots the 1-1. It's no good. Mosby, of course, comes in, flying in for another acrobatic rebound. And Woods has it past the right side to Mosby. Back to Woods. Woods starts to drive. 15 to shoot. Mosby has it on the bottom baseline. Turns around. Travels. Mosby has 7 rebounds. For the Bearcats, just his first turnover. McCollum will take that efficiency, 76-48. Driving the lane is Jones. Misses the layup. Ball falls to the ground. Bodies hit the floor. Mosby comes up with it. Passes it off to Woods. Woods kicks it off to Crooker on the right side. Passes left side to Starzl. On the bottom baseline is Endow. Midcourt. Back to Woods. Woods finally starts a dribble. Hard bullet pass into Mosby. Puts the 3-foot floater up. It's good. 78-48. Mosby has 13 points. He's 100% from the floor. And Woods. Correction. Thomas tries to throw an alley-oop layup. Pauly, who misses it. And the Bearcats take back over. Crooker has it. Tries to drive. Gives it off to Starzl. Starzl with a deep jump shot. Air ball's no good. Mosby grabs the rebound with the putback. Is good and one. Mosby with 8 rebounds. He's fighting for a double-double here. He's got 15 points. Anderson with his 4th personal foul. One more and he's done. And Mosby's and one is good. Make that 16 points. 5.5 minutes to play. 81-48. Trying to drive as Thomas loses control, cuts back, passes left side to Anderson, into Jansen. Jansen covered by Kurth. Back to Thomas, stolen away by Mosby. It's a fast break. He's going up. Lots of contact. Mosby was going to go for the dunk. And Matt Thomas. Correction. Joel Heesch was not going to allow it, so he went for a very physical foul. Mosby will head back to the free throw line. This is the first one. He's 4-for-6 from the free throw line.
Wednesday substitution number
67% from the free throw line is Mosby. And the second free throw falls. 5-for-7. On a bad night. Pass left side. Is Jansen. Jansen cuts out right side to Zumbrin. And a kicked ball. Woods goes up for it. This brings us to our final media timeout. 82-48. Your score with 4:56 left in the ball game. Northwest on top. We're back in 1 minute on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
82-48, your score here. Matt Brown in for the Bearcat Radio Network. Shout out to Brandon Travis, producer of tonight's basketball game. Bearcats with a commanding lead. Look forward to hearing from Ben McCollum tonight. As soon as this game's over in the post game. Schneider has it for Wayne State. Cuts out on the right side. Joel Heesch. Heesch has a bad pass. Officials are trying to see what's tipped off last. It was tipped off Wayne State. He disagrees with it. And Northwest will inbound it with 4:35 to take over. Woods drives around his defender. Chest pass right side to Indow. Indow drives the lane. Gets a kiss off the glass. It's good. Indow with 5 points now. And a foul. He called against the Bearcats. Dre Starzl. Second. Foul, 19th foul, still 1-1. And the first one's good. For Zumbrinen. Zumbrinen, his first points of the ball game. And the second free throw falls. First 2 points for Zumbrinen, inbounds and getting trapped in the corner, but Woods. Indow able to fight through it. Starzl has it. Kicks back out. Bearcats in chew clock mode. Back to Starzl on the left baseline. Kicks it back out. Into Indow. Passes down low. Starzl backs up his man. 9 to shoot. Turn around. Shot is blocked by Spencer Pauly. Forcing the tempo up on the right side. Trying to drive. Losing control of it. Diving for it, but still finding able to bring it up is Joel Heesch. And a 3-ball goes up. It's no good. Just short of the rim. Rebound grabbed by Mosby. Pass to Woods on the left side. 3:30 to play. Woods pass right side to Mosby. Defended by Heesch. Trying to drive the lane is tripped. Is Chris Indow. And he'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. Down's okay. Get the sweat cleaned off the floor. Devontae Mosby now doing the cleaning. He's taking it from the official, and it is his sweat. And a high rainbow free throw from Indow does not go. And the second free throw is nothing but net. Quick force up left side to Esters. On the right side to Heesch. 20 to shoot. Back to Heesch. Heesch tries to drive around. Starzl goes up and under the hoop, but kicks the pass out back to left side. Jansen has it. He doesn't like what he sees. Tries to drive the lane, cuts it back out. 3-ball goes up from Zumbrinen off the front iron. No good. Starzl with the rebound. Kicks it out to Mosby. Woods crosses the timeline. Has it on the right side. Back to Mosby, midcourt. Right back to Woods. 10-foot pass, left side. Has it, tries, starts to drive the lane, is Imbo. Kicks it back out to Mosby. Kurth has it, 7 to shoot. Kurth drives the lane, contact, gets the shot to go up. Pulls it from his hip, but gets it to fall. It's 87-50. 2:25 to play. Bounce pass, left side. Zumbrinen has it. Starts to drive. Runs into trouble. Picks up his dribble. Bounce pass, able to save it off to Jansen. Jansen into Heesch. Heesch drives the lane. Contact, gets it around Mosby. Fires up a pass. And a quick three thrown up by Jansen. It rolls in and out. No good. Northwest has the rebound. And now you see the Wildcats kind of give up and lay off the tough, stiff defense. Passes right side to Mosby. Kicks it back left side to Woods. Bounce pass down low to Starzl. 15 seconds to shoot. Turns around Pauly. Turns around with a jump shot. Rolls around. No good. Mosby brings in another rebound. That's 11. As he's got a double-double. Tries to drive to his right. It is Indow. Contact made and a blocking foul. John Brennan with the foul, and that'll end out of the free throw line to shoot two with a minute 34 left, 87-50, 37-point lead for the Bearcats. Free throw's good. Substitutions being made. Bernica coming into the ball game to replace Spencer Pauly. And the second free throw from Dow is good. Chris Indow has 8 points. That's the left side. Looking to drive. Is Esters. Cuts it back out of the right side. Sam Brennan passes back. Esters now has it on the left side. He starts to drive. 12 to shoot through the lane. Gets the kiss off the glass. Good. Quick inbound. Down runs into trouble, but then able to get out of it. Cuts it back to Wood across the timeline on the left side. 1 minute to play in this ball game. Standing between Northwest's first victory of the season. A little easier night to sleep for head coach Ben McCollum. 8 to shoot. Woods has it. Passes Starzl. Starzl fires up a 3. Rolls around. No good. Mosby has another rebound because why not? Cuts it back outside. And to Kurth. Kurth will give it off to Woods to reset. Rolls around. Only one defender in front of him. Starts to his left. Looks to drive to his right. Now dribbles with his right hand. Has a pick set from Starzl. Runs around the defender. Tries to drive the lane. Loses control of it. Bodies hit the floor. Sheets comes up with it. Tosses it off to the left side to Zumbrennan. There's 10 seconds to play. Pass to the right side to Heesh. Heesh drives the lane. Shot is blocked. And the ball's picked up from Indow. And that's going to be the first victory of the season for Northwest as they win 89-52 as they defeat Wayne State here on the 24th annual Hillier Tip-Off Classic. So they win this one 89-52. We will take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have a look at the postgame and hear from head coach Ben McCollum. We're back in 2 minutes here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, and shipping services for UPS and FedEx. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More information at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential and commercial customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
89-52, your final score as Northwest gets in the win column over Wayne State. here on the 24th annual Hilliard Tip-Off Classic as they move to 1-1. We're going to hear from head coach Ben McCormick coming up after he talks with his team, but it's 89-52 your score, so two out of the three for the Saturday Bearcat sweep is complete. Just need the women basketball team to come through. We'll give an update of that coming up as well. But the men win this one 89-52. Move on to 1-1 in the season. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have your final game stats. We're back in 90 here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast comes from the city of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Diner 71 in Maryville in the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 offers Bearcat fans breakfast all day as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001.
89-52, your final score once again as the Bearcats get their first win of the season here in St. Joe against Wayne State College. Their leading scorer of tonight's ball game was the one who was leading at half with Brett Doherty, finished with 18. Bronte Mosby was the next with 17. Lots of players in double digits. Justin Pitts with 14. Xavier Kurth with 11. Connor Crooker with 13. And rounding it out is Chris Endow with 8. Anthony Woods with 4. Zach Schneider with 2. And Dre Starzl with 2 as well. Once again, the Bearcats win this one 89-52. When we come back, we'll have your full postgame stats, your extra effort award, and we'll hear from head coach Ben McCormick. We're back in the postgame on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More at Heinlein Home Furnishings. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for this Bearcat broadcast comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131 in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com. Also from the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop, supplying game day apparel for men, women, and kids, as well as gifts, accessories, and Northwest logo items. The Union location opens up at 10 a.m. on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. www.bearcatradionetwork.com.
The Post Game Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
The Northwest Missouri State Bearcats get a win in the column. They win 89-52 over Wayne State College as Brett Doherty leads the scoring with 18. He was 7 of 8 from the floor, 4 for 6 from the free throw line, 5 offensive rebounds, 2 assists, 18 points in his 22 minutes of play. Next is Devontae Mosby with 6 for 6 from the floor, 5 for 7 from the free throw line, 12 rebounds, 17 points, 0 assists in his way to a double-double in his 19 minutes of play. Justin Pitts also played his heart out, only went 3 for 9 from the floor, 1 for 2 from the three-point line, 7 for 8 from the free throw line, finishing with 14 points, 2 assists in his 25 minutes of play. Xavier Kurth finished 4 for 5 from the floor, 1 for 1 from the three-point line, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 1 rebound, 11 points, and 2 assists in his 26 minutes of play. Connor Crooker, 13 points, 2 assists, 5 rebounds, was 5 for 8 from the floor, 2 for 2 from the three-point line, 1 for 1 from the free throw line in his 30 minutes of play. Crooker recorded the most amount of time played with 30. And then Zach Schneider finished with 2 points. Anthony Woods finished with 4 points. Chris Endow, he was 2 for 6, 0 for 2 from the three-point line, 4 for 6 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 8 points, 2 assists in his 25 minutes of play. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear from head coach Ben McCollum here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features a life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info. And from Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers athletic shoes from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, and Asics, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitts & Berger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitts & Berger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors camping facilities for tents and RVs, as well as lakeside cabin rentals. More information on camping and lodging is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of TVs and home theaters, as well as paging and security systems. More information is available at NW-AV.com. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost 150 years. The right bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com.
The Post Game Report, supported by Championship Motors.
89-52 is your final score. Live in now is head coach Ben McCollum. And coach, you got your first victory under your belt for the season. Tale of two cities tonight for the free throw shooting, especially in the first half. Kind of came down back to earth the second half, but your thoughts on the game?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you shoot like that yesterday, I think obviously, you know, you win quite a bit more handily. But I think we needed yesterday as a wake-up call, hey, we need to compete, and that's what we do as Bearcats is compete and play hard. And last night I didn't feel like we competed. Tonight I felt like we competed. When you're ready to go and you defend and you get after teams, generally you make free throws. And obviously that was the case tonight.
Was your game plan to play clean basketball? Because when it came down to the free throws, Wayne State didn't even head to the free throw line at all in the first half.
Yeah, you know, we work on that constantly. I mean, when they made the rule change 2 years ago, we brought in officials. We got a couple officials from our hometown, and we brought them in, and,
we want them to call everything. And obviously they kind of went away from, they kept the rule in, but they kind of went away from calling it. Well, now this year they've went back to calling it. And so we're ecstatic about that because we try to move our feet. We keep our hands off defensively. And you know, we feel like that favors up those rule changes because it helps us on our drives because, you know, teams generally armbar and they've tried to eliminate that from the game and hopefully they continue with it.
Talk about the play of two specific players. You had Brett Doherty in the first half who was lights out and then Devontae Mosby in the second half. Those two players really stuck out respectively in their halves.
They're hard to handle. And Devontae plays with so much emotion, which I absolutely love. You know, I love when kids get after it and they play with enthusiasm, and he does that. And then Brett got in foul trouble last night and obviously could never get into a rhythm, but tonight he was excellent.
Was the confidence there tonight? I mean, you're shooting 56% from the floor, 40% from the three-point line. Was last night, like you said, the, you know, getting the rust off, the target off your back, did they just play a little more relaxed tonight, or what was the difference?
Yeah, you know, I think we just we relaxed, number one. We hit easy shots. We hit free throws, number two. And then we just competed. You know, we just got after it. And if we come ready like that, we're a very talented basketball team. Again, I think with us, it's just about if we can limit some of our egos or selfishness and just grow as a team, we'll be okay.
Next up is Thursday against Augustana College. You know, what are you looking forward to getting to work this week after you've seen your team live in action? What's your week plan to get ready for the next game?
Oh, we got to defend. Got to come ready. Augustana's obviously probably the best team I've seen in Division II in quite a while. They're really, really good. I don't know. I don't know why I scheduled that game, but we're going to go up there and get after them and see where we stand. And I think it'll be a fun atmosphere. But as far as what we work on, grow on offense a little bit, and then defensively, really continue to pressure and attack.
Is it always easy to get the first one? Can you breathe now that you got the first one under the belt?
It doesn't really matter to me. You know, it's win's a win, and we try to focus on process, and hopefully we continue to do that.
All right, best of luck, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And we're back again in the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information is available at 562-7562 or online at MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe or extra crispy chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is a proud partner of the Bearcat Radio Network. Located on South Main Street, McDonald's is open 24 hours and offers Northwest Athletic fans the McDonald's Bearcat Sack. Details are available in store. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And from Southpaw's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. Southpaw's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
The Post Game Report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
We're back 89-52. Your score. It's time for the Extra Effort Award. And I got to go with Devontae Mosby. You would ask this in the first half, though. He had a very quiet first half, but Devontae Mosby finished with a double-double. 17 points, 12 rebounds. Five of those offensively. in just 19 minutes of work, so didn't even play a full half, but still found a way to get a double-double. So definitely the extra effort award goes to Devontae Mosby. If there was a second place consolation victory, though, it's got to go to Brett Doherty. He was 7 of 8 from the floor, 4 for 6 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 18 points. But you can't, you got to go up against Devontae Mosby. 6 for 6 from the floor, 5 for 7 from the free throw line, 12 rebounds, 5 of those offensively, 7 defensively, and 0 for just. He did end up finishing with 4 personal fouls, but as head coach Ben McCollum said, he plays with all of his heart. So that's the extra effort award. When we come back, we'll have final comments here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center located at 216 East 3rd Street in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron. And from Maryville State Farm Insurance agents Kerry Myers and Kevin Neal, providing insurance and financial services at 121 West Lincoln and directly behind Applebee's at 305 Larry Lane. More at 562-3882 or 582-3512. Support also comes from Northwest Medical Center in Albany. Northwest Medical Center offers inpatient, outpatient, home health, and emergency services with clinics in Albany, Stanbury, Grant City, and New Hampton. More at northwestmedicalcenter.org. Also from Bram Danfield Funeral Home in Maryville, located at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burial, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Diner 71 in Maryville and the Hy-Vee Plaza. Diner 71 is a family restaurant offering Bearcat fans breakfast all day, as well as lunch and dinner. Diner 71 serves a varied menu from soups and salads to burgers, sandwiches, steaks, and seafood. More at 660-562-2471. And from Losh Optometry in Maryville, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information is available at 660-241-5001. Support also comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Also from Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday and news updates throughout the day at MarylandDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, insuring homes in town or out and farms in northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. And from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Support also comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
The post-game report, underwritten by Championship Motors.
89-52, your final score. Northwest gets in the win column, as you heard from head coach Ben McCollum. As the Bearcats go for the Saturday sweep, the football team has done it. The men's basketball team has done it. The women are trying to do it. They trail University of Sioux Falls 73-50 in the fourth quarter. Let the men pick up the victory here over Wayne State College. Once again, leading scorers tonight were Brett Doherty with 18 and Devontae Mosby with 17. The leading scorer for Wayne State College was Joel Heesch with 13. Matt Thomas finishes with 10. Was the only two in double-digit points. Austin Esters finished with 9. David Anderson finishes with 4. Jordan Cornelius finishes with 5. Vance Jansen finishes with 7. Adam Moon finishes with 2. Bearcats shot 57% in the first half, 54% in the second half. and finished the game at 55% from the floor, finished 40% from the behind the arc, 50% in the first half, and only 25% in the second half. First half stats, though, for the free throw conversions. They were 15 of 18 in the first half, 12 for 19 in the second half, finishing 27 for 37 and 73%. Just a 4% increase, but the Bearcats really had this job done in the first half towards the second half. 89 to 52 your score. Big thanks to Brandon Travis, the producer for Bearcat Radio Network tonight's game. I'm Matt Bryan saying so long from St. Joe.